Hello.
I can't see you, but I know you're out there. First, I'd like to say thank you very much for coming to the concert tonight. And naturally, happy Easter and all the rest of that pseudo-religious material. Let me tell you what's going to happen tonight and what I hope is not going to happen tonight. If these pieces are not real loud, and they will sound better if you don't make a lot of noise while the pieces are being put. Shut the fuck up. All right, now look. For those of you who have never heard this music before, I'll give you a little bit of information about each piece while they change the stage over, because it's a different instrumentation for each piece. So I'll be back periodically to keep you informed of what's going on. This is a basic introduction to the music of Edgar Varèse for people who don't know anything about it. You dig it? That's good. A man of good taste. I know there are some people here who already know what's going on and like this music and appreciate it. That's right, Ionizations is going to be the first piece. What? No, we're not having a dance contest tonight, sir. Wish we could, but no, it's not going to happen. Now look. That's right. Come on, get it over with now, because if you make that noise when they play, I'll be really mad at you. All right. Quiet. First piece is Ionizations, and it was first performed in 1933, and he started working on it in 1931. And when it was played, that's my name, shut up. And when it was played, the critics reviewed this piece very poorly. They thought that this piece was horrible because, what else? Everything else. This piece is written for 13 percussionists playing, I think, 32 different percussion instruments. And, right, hey. You are going to get a chance to hear some sounds that you don't often get to hear anyplace. During his lifetime, he only wrote 10 pieces that are published and remain. There's one that we don't know where it went, and another one that's unfinished. But all that survives... Huh? By what? Oh, let me finish what I'm trying to tell you. Look. If he has 10 pieces that he wrote in his whole life, and he lived to be around 86 years old, tonight we're playing about half of everything that this man wrote during his lifetime. And this is a special concert, and please don't misbehave and enjoy it. Right. I'd like to introduce you now to Joel Tome and the orchestra of our time, with our first rocking teenage number, Ionizations by Edgar Varèse. Okay. And now, folks, shut up. Now, folks, I'd like to introduce you to Sue Khan, who is going to, huh? You're a rude son of a bitch, ain't you? Okay, well, that's good, because it's you rude people out there who need to hear this. The name of this piece is Density 21.5. That's right. So please be quiet while she plays it, so she can do it good for you. Sue Khan. Okay, you doing all right so far? No problems? Now, I have this very interesting job that I get to do right now. I'm supposed to stand out here for 4 or 5 minutes while they change the stage over. Because the next piece that's going to be performed is Integral. Which, yes, I am feeling better. Thank you very much. I hope I never feel as bad as I felt on Halloween. That was really horrible. What? Yeah, you can be as rude as you want when I'm out here. Just be quiet when the music is going on. Okay. Ready? All together now. Okay, I've got an idea. Let's have a little audience participation. Now, here's what we're going to do. Thank you. Let me make a musical suggestion here. This is called Coordinated Rudeness. And the way it works is, we'll do it section by section. This area, when I point to you, be rude, and when I move my hand away, you stop, and the next people over here, then we'll move the rudeness around the room uniformly in a stereo pattern. Okay, you ready? Oh, wait, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong because once it goes over here, you have to stop so the sound moves, okay? Ready? Thank you. I'm supposed to sign up. Okay. All right, calm down, please. Okay, let me tell you some more things. This is not Halloween, it's Easter. Would you like to hear something about the pieces? All right. Huh? Country and Western music? Never mind. I'm not. If you keep going like this, I'm not even going to try and talk to you about it. Okay. I hope you're changing the stage over back there. Let me see whether they're finished moving the furniture back here. Oh, just a few more minutes, folks. Somebody in the audience just asked, how come he only wrote 10 pieces? Well, I'll tell you why, even through the distortion here. You like the distortion like that? Okay. He only wrote 10 pieces because he stopped composing for about 25 years because everybody gave him a bad time. Yeah, they hated it. And the reason that they hated it is because they were stupid. But these things happen in America. But at least we do have 10 pieces that we can listen to, and you're going to hear 5 of them tonight. And as soon as they get everything organized back there, well, maybe they'll have another concert and play the other 5. The other ones are for large orchestra. This is for, I think the total number of musicians that are working here tonight is either 30 or 40. It's like a chamber orchestra. I don't know what happened to it. Okay, all right. They must be ready back there by now, I hope. Okay, good, they are. Now be quiet. This is called Integrals. Okay. Oh, it's working. And now here's what's going to happen. This is intermission while they change the stage over again. They'll turn the lights on and go out in the lobby and get something to drink, you know, have a good time. We'll be back in a few minutes and, yeah, sure. No problem. You like that? Okay, you guys all tuned up now? All right, the next piece that's going to be performed is very seldom performed. It was originally titled Dedications, and then the name was changed to Offrand, which means offerings, and it's for a small orchestra with a soprano soloist. The soprano soloist is Lucy Shelton, and be quiet, okay?
Oh,
Okay, now I think this changeover is going to take a little bit longer, but, sure, you got one? Yeah. Why not? Makes them happy. Let me tell you what the next piece is going to be. Lovely. My work clothes. Wait a minute, I'm trying to talk to these people. The next piece is called Deserts, or Désert if you're really suave. And when I was a kid and made a phone call to Varese, I believe this was the piece that he had just finished in around 1955 when I tried to talk to him on the telephone. And it was one of the first things that he did back in the olden days. Yeah, I'm 40 years old. What's the difference? So, no problem. Anyway, that was one of the first things that he completed after he had stopped composing for all those years. And it's the most difficult piece that they're going to be playing tonight. And it also has sections which are being brought to you on tape. Varese prepared, some of you don't know this, but he was one of the pioneers of electronic music. A lot of the things that you hear now on records that are electronic effects, the techniques were pioneered by Varese. And he was ahead of his time, that's right. Maybe a million years ahead of his time. Better than the Beatles, really, much better. Not bigger than the Beatles, but better than the Beatles. So, let me tell you some more about this piece. listen to me when I explain this to you. This piece deals with the problems. You know what the basic problem of composing is? You get a blank sheet of paper, and the problem is, what do you do with it? And, sometimes you put down things that aren't chords. You put down organized pieces of sound material. And the style of this composition is slightly different than the other ones. To my ear, it sounds a little bit more like the type of thing that Anton Webern would have done. And I found out last night, I was talking with Mrs. Varese on the phone, and she told me that there had been letters back and forth between Varese and Webern, and then that they knew each other and knew each other's music. So that kind of confirms my suspicion about this particular piece. There's a lot of open space in it. There's a lot of really carefully balanced sounds, and it's not banging and crashing like the... Well, it's not that it's so avant-garde, it's so good is what it is, you know. See, the best thing about Varese's music, as far as I'm concerned, is he took a difficult problem and found an interesting solution, and one that I think is going to last a long time. And I think that you guys were really smart to come down here tonight and hear this. And I hope you enjoy it. So... have you guys set the stage back there? If you did, go yeah. I'm waiting a minute. If you didn't, go no. They don't know what they're doing back there. Anyway, part of this piece is on tape, so don't be surprised when the orchestra stops and the lights go down and the sound just comes out of the speaker. Can I read this? I didn't bring my guitar. I brought my necktie instead of my guitar. What? Put on the tie tack? Okay. Roy Estrada is now in Colorado. Okay, any other questions? No problem. You see this thing here? This was a gift that a young gentleman prepared for me. This is an actual baby snake's tie tack. It looks like a marble with some green stuff drizzled on the top of it with two little blue eyes, and it's supposed to go on your tie. So I will now anoint myself. The movie is going into distribution in about 2 weeks in the Pacific Northwest. We're doing it ourselves, one step at a time. And it will eventually come back to New York. In a little while, it'll be back. Huh? What? The band tonight? Well, let's see. Name a guy and I'll tell you where he is. Vinny? Vinny is probably waiting for a contractor to call him for a studio date. Jimmy Carl Black lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Don Preston, he's getting ready to do a tour with the Grandmothers. Ian Underwood is working in the studios in Los Angeles. Ike Willis is probably sitting at his house in the San Fernando Valley right now. Captain Beefheart is probably in the trailer. Have you guys finished back there yet? One at a time, please. Now, one moment. Listen to this. Mrs. Varese is here tonight, and she's 90 years old, and I don't think that she's going to enjoy having all this razzmatazz going on, so calm down a little bit and give her a break. What? A J.H.? Oh, a John Hancock, of course. No problem. Ray Collins drives a taxi cab in Los Angeles. Okay. Oh, the album? Okay, there's an album coming out on May the 1st. It is called Tinseltown Rebellion. Okay. Oh, all right. Mr. Smothers, is one cut that is from studio recording, and the second cut, well, the basic track was recorded at the Tower Theater in Philadelphia, and then that has some overdubs on it. And then all the rest of the album is live. There's one cut from the Palladium. There's some cuts from the Berklee Community Theater in California, from the Odeon Hammersmith in London, and from the Carbondale, Illinois. It's wonderful. It's dangerous. I'll tell you what's on it. The first song is called Fine Girl. Second one is Easy Meat. And then after that, followed by For the Young Sophisticate. And then on side two, there's Love of My Life, No Heart, The Panty Rap. No, Dead Girls isn't on it. Let's see. Another one is called Now You See It, Now You Don't. Side three is the dance contest. Were you here with Butch and the Mongolians for that dance contest on Halloween? That's on there. And nice. The cover is a collage by Cal Schenkel. Yep. There's also a live version of Brown Shoes Don't Make It. Am I going to sing tonight? No. Next tour is in October. Oh, they're done moving the stuff. Oh, yeah, let me tell you about that before they open the curtain. The inside the Tinseltown album there on the inner sleeves, there's an advertisement for 3 volumes of guitar albums. Shut Up and Play Your Guitar, Shut Up and Play Your Guitar Some More, and Return of the Son of Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. All available by mail order only, okay? So they're ready to begin now. This piece is 23 minutes long and it requires a lot of concentration, both by them and by you. It's called Deserts or Desert, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to thank you again for coming to the concert, Joel Tome and the Orchestra of Our Time. Hope you enjoyed it. And maybe we can do another one sometime. Good night. And I'll sign the autograph. That's all right.